Hello, this is Father Thaddeus Langton with the 90 Days for the Souls in Purgatory. Today is day 60. Today we intercede for those who suffer for their rash judgment. It's pretty common today for even non-Christians to use a famous line from Jesus, "Judge not, and you will not be judged." The problem with people using this statement is not that it's not true, but they take it out of context. Judgment in the philosophical tradition, Aristotle, Aquinas, and others, is the ability to make a statement of fact. For instance, I am right now in a conference room in one of our Marian houses. That is a judgment of where I am. I can look at the icon of Our Lady that I have before me and say that it has a red and gold color. That is a judgment that is actually the color of the icon. In the same way, we make judgments all the time, because we have to affirm that reality is a certain way. Police officers, for instance, have to make a judgment as to whether someone has exceeded the speed limit, whether they are taking drugs or a danger to other people, and so need to put them under arrest. And thank God that they can make such judgments. They keep us safe. So, judgment in itself is not evil. But what Jesus warns against is, in part, rash judgment. It is when we form improper judgments based on too little information. When, for instance, we begin to suspect something of someone and we state it as if it were true without actual evidence, that is rash judgment, where we begin to describe someone's character as, for instance, sinful or negligent or lazy based on what we perceive in only one moment. And then we begin to describe their whole person according to our perception at one moment. That is what makes it rash judgment. We often don't see the whole picture, and in fact, we can never see the whole picture about someone else until we actually hear them speak from their own hearts. We can see the external action, but we don't know their intention. There is a famous example that St. Thérèse Lisieux offers in her autobiography, that there was a man who came from the outside, a worker, to help in the monastery, the convent where the Carmelites lived, and the Mother Superior wanted both Thérèse and another to be able to help, and she asked who would be willing, and Thérèse purposely waited because she very much wanted to be able to help the man repair this part of the monastery, but she knew that it would be a joy for this other sister to do so also. But the Mother Superior saw St. Thérèse's hesitation and took it as if it meant that St. Thérèse was slow to help. She had a little charity, and so critiqued Thérèse. And Thérèse pointed out how quick we are to judge and even presume the worst of others when in fact the reality may be different. The truth is that we can never fully know the intentions of another person until that person speaks their intention, because their heart is their own inner sanctuary where only they and God know the truth. And so we must guard against that rash judgment. We can certainly make judgment about what people have done or not done, but then to judge their character without listening first is rash judgment. We don't know fully. And that's where humility enters in, and also the opportunity for mercy. Mercy for us is built upon the fact that we don't know the full story. And so we are presumed, we are called to have charity, to fill that void of our knowledge with presumed charity, to do good for the other and presume the best, unless we know otherwise. So today I encourage you to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet for these souls who suffer for their rash judgment, that they would undergo this final judgment of God, be fully purified, and enter the joy and bliss of the saints in heaven. Let us conclude. Immaculate Mary, Star of the Sea, intercede for us and for the souls in purgatory. Saint Stanislaus Papchinski, intercede for us and for the souls in purgatory. God bless.